It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to create a price-controlled insurance option in Colorado is halfway through the state legislature. The so-called Colorado option would require health insurers to offer a government-regulated plan for individual and small group purchasers at a lower rate than their current plans. Republicans oppose the idea. Representative Colin Larson warned price caps will make Colorado less attractive to doctors.
Why would they choose to locate in our state when they can go to 49 other states that would be happy to have them?
Most major healthcare industry groups are neutral on the bill, something its sponsors, like Representative Dylan Roberts, have emphasized.
They know that this bill can work. It will deliver lower health insurance premiums to Coloradans, and it will mean that more Coloradans, can go to all of those incredible doctors.
Only one other state, Washington, has created a similar government-mandated health care plan. University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is leaving after just 2 years on the job. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The university's Board of Regents and Kennedy will enter into discussions on an orderly departure in the coming months. Board Chair Glenn Gallegos says since the election of a democratically controlled board in November, philosophical differences came to light.
Maybe the university deserves someone that they're more luck step in with a new board.
Some students and faculty have questioned Kennedy's commitment to diversity and inclusion. Kennedy says he hired a chief diversity officer and helped raise $5 million to build a diversity fund. The board didn't announce when it will announce an interim president. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coloradans bet more than $2 billion on sports during the past year. Here's CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland.
Betting on sports got off to a slow start in Colorado because of the pandemic, which led to major sports events being canceled or postponed. The biggest month for sports betting was January, with $326 million in wagers. Nearly all sports betting in Colorado, 98%, is done online. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Pueblo City Councilman Ray Aguilera has died. He had a heart attack in January, then went back to work, but later was in hospice care in Denver. Aguilera spent 14 years representing part of South Pueblo. He was 78 years old. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.